All right, welcome to the V-Brand Sports Talk Show. We're back with part two with Coach Rigdon and Grayson Rigdon. And we'll continue our conversation as of part one. I believe we just spoke with Chaka, and is Coach coming back on? Or
I think so. Coach, you coming back on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, tell Chaka thank you again. Appreciate the interview. You really make us feel like we're some kick-ass podcasters here, man. Yeah. If you ever want to sign a jersey and send it to the V-Brand Sports Podcast, we'll gladly
hook you up. You get an address for us. We'll get stuff up there. That's no problem. Yeah. We owe Six Man and everybody affiliated with Six Man. We owe them a lot, man. It's been good to my family. Yeah. Been great to my family. Been good for Chaka, you know, and you know, that's one thing.
We like to display stuff on our wall, man. So we had some cameras lined up to start going live, but it didn't mesh with my equipment, so we have to reevaluate that. So, but yeah, once we get it live, you'll be able to see where we're at. Yeah, we're in Monahans, Texas, or around Grand Falls, Monahans. Feel free to give us a call and come in live, man. So,
no doubt, man, at all, but.
But yeah, welcome back to part two, man. We'll let you finish up what you got to say, and then shut her down from there, I guess.
Nah, I was saying a while ago, just thank the whole Six Man community, man. It's been great to my family. It put Chalk in a position. Basketball, football put Chalk in a position to people knowing and everything. You know, somebody said, made the comment, not being, you know, rude or mean, just you should have gotten to 11 man earlier. And I said, why? You know, Six Man was good to him. Three MVPs, three, you know, state championship. You know, his name got to be known because Six, who's to say if we'd have went 11 man early that his name would have been got known like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right, Coach.
Yes, sir.
And I tell everybody, you know, they ask me what the difference between Six and 11 man is, of course, to five extra people, but I'm like, you know, a lot of times you got small car wrecks on the field in six-man football because everybody's running full speed when they hit each other.
Yeah.
You know, you might run the ball. You play 11, man. You might run the ball and get tackled, you know, by two or three people and not even get hit, really. Just somebody grab your leg like one of the, you know, runs he had in the state championship game, just swiped his leg and he hit the ground. You get tackled in six-man, you're probably going to be getting hit hard. I mean, there ain't too many laydowns. And I always make the comment that if I was young enough and went back to college, I would hit six man and eight man in Oklahoma, six man in Texas, because I've seen guys that can flat out play in six man that, you know, and I can tell you right now, that's the one thing I like about Matt and Aaron and the coaches here at Columbus. There was never he's six man. This ain't six man. You know, it was always, they came in and, you know, Matt put him at tailback and told me, said, hey, we're not going to put him at slot. We're going to run him at tailback. That's where I want him at. I said, fair enough. You got him. You the man. You got him. You know, head coach. And a lot of people would not do that because we've been in that situation. My older guy, they don't want to think a kid that can come in from six man is as good as the 11 man player that they've been training for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come find out they're better than most of them. So.
Yeah, Matt didn't give a damn. Matt was like, hey, whatever you've been doing with him, you've done a good job. Now let's get him in here, get him on our program, and let's go. And it was just like, I've never seen a kid fit in so good at the place. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just a perfect fit. God had his hands on it.
Amen.
It was just an absolute perfect fit. There was no jealousy. There was no, you know, it was just like, it was crazy. I was humbled with the thing, you know, when talking to Matt and Aaron, they made a comment a couple weeks ago, man, you really love Six Man Community, don't you? I was like, yeah, it's great, man. They've been good to us. I mean, Chaka's name put out there. And I say this just for not the people who love Chaka, but for the ones that, you know, if he runs for 180 yards, they say, well, he should have had 185. Them guys kept his name going, too. They don't understand. When you hate on somebody, you're still putting their name out there.
Yeah.
So they were helping him out to begin with.
Yeah, that kid proved a lot of people wrong, no doubt.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I tell him, I don't think he understands. You know, he basically, we figured out, me and the coach, he played 11 and a half games. He had, you know, two for injury, and then those six games where he didn't play the fourth quarter. And One game we didn't play three quarters when he got hurt, and it came out to be 11 and a half games, roughly 2,000 yards. I mean, I was like, dude, you don't understand what you did. I mean, like,
yeah, what, 39 touchdowns, I believe?
37? Yeah, I said, you have no idea. 39 touchdowns, 11 and a half games. You have no idea, you know. Yeah, he thought he had a bad game in the state championship because he only had 119 yards. I'm sitting there going, hell, I had 119 yards my whole damn career.
Hey, you know, Coach, what you said earlier about there is kids that can play that in six-man. I had the opportunity to coach against a kid, and he's from Fort Davis, Texas, his freshman year. He played there seventh, eighth, and ninth grade in Fort Davis. He transferred from Fort Davis his freshman year to San Angelo Central, and he played receiver his sophomore year. Junior year comes in, he gets the nod to start, and dude lit it up. Quarterback. He ended up second. I think his senior year he got hurt, and MacGyver. Then he ended up at Maverick MacGyver.
Yeah, his daddy was a beast.
Yeah, and that's I mean, there's guys like that, you know, and he had that same work ethic like Chaka did. Granted, I mean, his genetics was pretty damn good for Mav too. I mean, his dad's all decade 80s Texas team, a quarterback, played in the pros, was a sheriff in Fort Davis, Fort's where he's from, but you know, he took him out as well. But and you look around, I've seen some kids in some places that I feel like if they transition even into 11-man, that they'd be good. Like there's a kid in Amherst right now, quarterback. He's a Mexican kid, probably 6'4", fast as I'll get out, man. He can go. Has a freaking rocket arm.
So many linemen, man, that could have played for us. People don't understand. We lost four starting offensive linemen this year. Like, it's crazy what he done, man.
They have a freshman and three sophomores on the
line? Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Freshman and four sophomores. Two freshmen and three sophomores. One sophomore would have started anyway. All the rest of them. Well, our center came up from JV. He was playing JV. And just, like, when and then just, when they, I mean, I truly have never been to, you always hear, next man up. That's just a saying to say, hey, man, I know we're going to get our butt kicked, so let's try to motivate them some. But it really was. It was like, guy go down, next guy come in, and, you know, it was crazy. I mean, I've never seen anybody go through it, but, like, I've seen linemen at six-man, and, like, I mean, hell, Brody White would have started for us this year in the state championship game. He'd have been a defensive end starter. He would have started at Columbus. And that's not saying like he probably would have started. He'd have been a starter and been one of the best players on the team.
Brody White.
I mean, I've coached guys who are great, who could play in 11-man football with ease.
Yeah.
I tell people, it ain't like these kids go and try out for 11-man team. They say, you're not good enough. Okay, I'm going to play a six-man. These are farmers, ranchers, small town. You know what I'm saying? They can't choose where they live at. I mean, they can't force their father or mother to move. You know, they got a ranch. They work the ranch and they play six man. So, you know, the stereotype is, well, they're not good enough to play 11 man. Well, hell, we don't know because they're not in 11 man. I think what Grayson did this year, it really, you know, put a great look on six man players. I know there's some kids over at Gordon right there. The Reed boys and some other ones at different places that can play 11 man without any doubt.
Yeah, that's one thing that I was telling Adam last week is what Grayson did this year. It's really opened a door for a lot of six-man players to be looked at, like you said, in these college. Even if it's a, you know, Division III school, Division II junior college, they still going to have the opportunity to be looked at finally. You know, because I think there's a couple kids on Gordon that got offers to smaller schools. There's a kid at, during the state championship, they said, that kid at Whiteface.
Yeah.
So it's opened a lot of doors, and he does, like you said, he don't really comprehend what all he's done for the game, you know, six man, you know.
I'll tell you what, that Ben Crockett kid, if he didn't decide to just be a cowboy for the rest of his life, that dude could have played running back somewhere.
Well, yeah.
I love him. I love watching his brother was good too, man.
His brother,
like Sam Norwood. I didn't get to watch the younger one as much as people got. I mean, I take everybody's word for it, you know. Everybody can't be wrong when they talk about how great he is. I just a couple games, but I saw his brother, and his damn brother was a man, dude. We popped him, and he just kept, man, it was just like a freaking truck coming at you. He just kept going and going, and, you know, usually, you know, I used to tell my defense, hey, you punish them, and you make them submit. And we punished him, but it was like we were submitting it in the game. Like, man, we tired of hitting this dude. Like, my guys looking at me like, I don't know how much more you want to
hit. It's starting to hurt us, coach.
They're like, hey, coach, you gotta calm it down.
My shoulder hurts, my chest hurts, and he just keeps running the football. So I can't imagine how good he was, because they said he's better than his brother. If he was better than his brother, which everybody says he is, but I can't imagine how good watching him, how unbelievable it was. But yeah, that's a lot of guys. Trey Granados replaced me at Sam Norwood, could have been a slot receiver. He went to Northwestern, Oklahoma State. Keel and some of the other herd at Paducah. I mean, you can go on and on and on, man. It's just like I tell people, these kids are not at six-man football because they're not good enough to play 11-man football. They're at six-man football because that's where their mama teaches. That's where they live. That's where the ranch is. That's where the farm is. So, you know, but, you know, it, like, again, it's not like they at 11-man schools have a tryout and say, okay, y'all got to go to 6-man because y'all not good enough.
Yeah, no lie, you know? Huh? Yeah, it don't work. A lot of it's the circumstances you're dealt. You know, they make the best of it.
That's it. That's it. I tell you what, go watch Strawn when they start blocking next year, or Richland when they block next year, and tell me some of those guys couldn't play 11-man football blocking. I mean, Rogers, you know, at Richland runs it. You basically know what he's going to run. He don't try to trick you. They just smash you in the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Boundary had a lot of that, too. When they were making the runs, they had some guys on the line that would – they were quick, fast, big, strong. They could fold block. They'll reach you. They'll do anything that you want them to do, and they do it great, dude. Even if you know it's coming, they still found a way to kick your ass doing it.
And that's what they do. You know, that's what – Lee, Burkhart, Rogers, and Mike Reed. You know, Mike Reed probably a little bit more take some different chances, run some different stuff. But, I mean, that, you know, just talking about players, I've been around some great coaches who could coach at any level. You know what I'm saying? Like Lee, if you don't think Lee could coach 11-man offensive line or 11-man head coach, then you don't know about coach. I've just been blessed. You know, God's blessed me, man, to be around some great coaches and also some sorry ones. To help me understand what a great coach is. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So where are you looking at in the – you said you might be looking to get back into six-man. What part of Texas are you looking at?
I just want to find a program that wants to be built up. That's all. Me and my wife are going to be fostering. So, you know,
I got a place for you. I know the superintendent really well. Canipa, Texas.
Where's that?
Canipa, huh? Texas. Canipa, Texas.
Where the heck is Canipa, Texas? You know, I'm still – That's the bad thing. Hey, I'm new here, so like they'll be like, "We go play such a basketball." Where's that? Oh, that's just right down the road. I'm like, dude, I'm not from around here. I just learned.
It's between Uvalde and Hondo. It's more of a private school than it is a public school. But they had their first year of football and they went 2-10, I think.
Something.
And I'm not sure if the coach is coming, but I think he had enough this year. Yeah, that'd be down in Canipa.
I got a question, Coach. How was it when you some of them state titles you won, having your sons on staff with you? How did that feel to you as a father more than just a coach, you know?
It was awesome, man, getting to watch them. It was awesome. And they were big, too, man. They were big for us helping us out. Like, you know, Wesley used to draw up the scout team offense and go against us and then also piss me off at the same time because we would stop that, so he would come out like we. I'd never forget. I lost my mind against Will Harrell because I already had a great coach that was running a read option, reading the backside or defensive end, and hitting the guy in the backside if he goes. And I'm trying to figure out a way to stop that. And we keep running stuff, and we'll stop in four plays. And in my mind, I'm like, hell yeah, we're gonna shut this down. And then some guys running wide open on the right side, and I'm like, we got to get him. And finally, one of the players goes, Coach, you told us not to worry about him because he ain't went out all year. And I'm looking at Wesley. I'm like, what are we doing? He goes, you never know. You never know. I'm sitting there like, ain't no damn flag football, right? Right. We got to run what I asked you to run. So, you know, he'd be out there running double reverse. If we stop him four or five straight times, and next would be a double reverse pass option. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was going to score on us, which made us better. I got to the point where it didn't bother me as much because – there was a couple of times they came out and ran a trick play, and our guy was sitting right there because Wes had already come out there and ran 20 trick plays on us. But he And fun as it was, he used to piss me off too. I want to put that on. He knows he used to piss me off.
And that's made him good too, man. Because I'll tell you what Wes has done in at three ways. It's nothing short of impressive, man. Like, coming really in there, you know, we talked to him in the offseason, you know, talking to him. He was kind of like, man, I don't know, man. You know, it's going to be tough. You know, of course, we all kind of talked him up, like, hey, you got it, dude, you know. And, shoot, he went in there and, I mean, just did it the way that he does things. And I'll tell you, just talking to him sounds like he's fit in well there and everybody loves him. And, you know, they had the freaking best season in school history.
Wesley, it really impressed me this year, and like I said, he impressed when he comes. I could tell, you know, like I said, and it's a funny thing we talk about. I could tell he's gonna be a great football coach, but in basketball, you know, he's the one reason why Chaka says that I can hold him under 30 points, because I realized watching Wesley coach that year that my time had passed in basketball. It really has, and ain't nothing wrong with that. It comes a time where you got to know when to step down. It's just the way. Chaka was so much more free the next year, played carefree, and you know, I was more on top of him, and I wanted to pass the ball four or five times, set back picks and everything, and I'm sitting there like, damn, I had a guy that could average 40, and I only let him average 29 because I wanted to do it my way. Sometimes you got to do it other ways. In football, I felt like I've made the change, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people want to be good, but in basketball, I hadn't made that change. And Wesley taught me a lot the next year. You know, I was supposed to be teaching him, but he actually taught me a lot when, you know, a program that went, hadn't been for more than three rounds deep is in the Final Four. And but then again, you got people who are jealous about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll tell you, like me and another coach used to say, man, back in the day, we'd say, sometimes you got to let Kobe do Kobe shit. You know
what
I mean? Yeah. Sometimes you just got to let him.
And it's crazy because in football, I was just the opposite. If, you know, if I call something and he goes, I want to go on this one, I'm going to do this, I would change the whole thing and let him go. In basketball, if I call something, he said, do this, I didn't want to do that. So, Wesley brought that to my attention. He goes, damn, you change all the time in football. If he wants a talent, like I said, talent. If talent wanted to change the call to something else, I let talent change it. And in basketball, it was different. So I just said, you know what? It's been real. Had a good job coaching basketball. I love it. I'll coach it again if I have to. But, you know, I'm gonna give it to the younger guys.
Yeah, and it's pretty good that you can see that though, man. That's a lot of coaches that keep doing. They'll be there 45 years doing it their way, and
yeah, and hurting the kids.
Yeah,
it hurts the kids because you're not getting the best out of them. I mean, damn, I'm the only man in the world that can sit here and say I didn't do a kid justice and he averaged 29 points a game.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
he told us.
But I'll tell him too. I'll tell him too. His jump shot wasn't consistent because he didn't work on that jump shot as much as he worked on other stuff. That year after his freshman year, we got in that gym and I bet you we shot 10,000 jump shots and his jump shot was a lot better. So maybe I cost him from averaging 35. He wasn't averaging 40 with that broke-ass jump shot he had.
I mean, that's pretty cool that you can be like that with your kid, man.
Oh, he's great, man. All of them been great.
Tell us what's your philosophy? What's your football philosophy? As a head football coach, what would be your philosophy on the game? And what's something
just
that you would hope,
man,
that your players would get out of it?
I had Coach McGriff, he's the defensive back coach at Auburn right now, and he, just watching him, Steve Wilks, like I told you, used to be at Coach Arizona Cardinals, Carolina Panthers, interim coach, and DC. One thing they had in common was attention to detail and just pressure. You know, I used to have a saying, pressure bust pipes. And I asked Coach McGriff one time, why you say that? He goes, Coach, in the wintertime, they tell you to wrap your pipes. So the pressure will build up, freeze over, whatever, when you try to get back and bust the pipes. He said, if that'll do that to an iron pipe, pressure will kill it. It just destroy a human being. And I still was looking at him like, what the hell are you talking about? He goes, I'm going to put enough pressure on him. I'm going to make him explode back there. And that's what we do. We want to, on defense, we're going to send somebody every play. You got to figure out where you're going to send it to. I want you to spend more time trying to figure out where I'm coming from and how to block it that week you're playing me, than working on the stuff you need to be working on.
Yeah.
Dale, I heard you say that at the state championship game in the interview afterwards. You said that in that interview when you were sitting there with Coach Hayes, I believe, and your players at Benjamin. They asked you after the game, And that's one thing that you said that I remember driving home from Dallas, listening to it after we watched you, was, you know, pressure breaks pipes.
Yeah, it bursts pipes, man. Pressure will burst pipes. Yeah. So what did it do to a human being? You know, it is. And go look at Malakoff. That quarterback, Malakoff, man, that dude's tough as nails. That's one of the toughest kids I've ever seen in my life. But watching after about the third or fourth blitz where we were coming from, his eyes naturally start going down because he's wanting to try to figure out first where they coming from for me to get out of the way where I can throw the football. Well, 50% is already done. You've already beat him 50% right there because the quarterback's not looking straight up knowing he's protected. And six man, you know, I was always told, you can't do that crap in the six man. Well, I'm not going to run that 3-2-1 in six man. That's not going to happen. We're going to stunt in the middle. We're going to bring people off. We might do some twists on the outside. But you're going to have to get your kids ready to play us. And you're going to have to take a lot of time worrying about what we're doing or where we're coming from. And it's been successful. I mean, you know, I look back and I tell people, you know, the game we played Throckmorton with Mike Reed and Tanner Ritchie, we held both of them to 60 points. I don't know if y'all ever got to see them cats play. That Throckmorton team with Mike Reed, but they were putting 120 people in the first half.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. A good team. That's what Gary Farquhar.
Yeah, Gary Farquhar, the coach at, is it St. Joe
St.
now?
St. Joe, yeah, he was a stud, yeah, too. He's a freaking stud.
I mean, Farquhar, you know, he beat us. We didn't have nobody to match up with him, but we gave him 39 yards rushing the whole game. That was Throckmorton. You know, they got a couple fumbles and thing, but, you know, I tell everybody, you know, I never thought in any league I'd be in that I'd say the best game I ever coached was giving somebody 60 points. And then you go back to Tanner Ritchie, I mean, and Coach Ritchie, you know how well they coach. And, you know, they did everything they could to get there. But, again, we brought pressure. We caused, I think, three turnovers from Throckmorton that day. And they won the state, and we lost two games to Borden County and Throckmorton that year, and they played for the state championship.
What team was that you were with, Coach, at that time?
Valley. Yeah. And we had a kid that set the bench for us. I won't say no names, but Chandler Rigdon, who didn't play, who the next year was the starting quarterback in 11-man and 2A. Again, like I said, there's places where Grayson would have went as a freshman who would have not started. And I know people, that's bull crap, Coach. Dwayne could not believe that when I told him that. Like, there ain't no damn way, Coach. I'm telling you, he'd have played, but he would not started. I can't believe that, Coach. I'm telling you. I promise you, he could there's places that people would have not done it because they're scared of the community. And you look at one thing I can tell you, you look at all the great programs, Mike Reed at Gordon right now, Lee, Burkhart when he was there, thing. Them coaches did what they had to do, whether they pissed the community off. And their result is state championships.
Yeah, and their name's etched forever because of it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, you're just looking for anywhere to go. Bro, not anywhere, but you're looking for a good fit in six-man?
Man, I don't really care. I swear. I mean, I would like to stay around, you know, certain area, but I don't really care if we go far off. I just want to get a program to where the administration wants to win. And I told them our program that they want to win and they ready to thing and just get in there and take about 3-4 years and just try to build a powerhouse. You know what I'm saying? Just build an absolute powerhouse and get these kids in college. I tell these kids, these coaches all the time when I talk to them, hey, man, their job is coming to play for us. Our job should be try to get them to a college.
If you want to build a program, there's some kids down in Grand Falls. I don't know how long McVay's going to be there, but, I mean, he's headed towards retirement. It's not that he's going to get ran out or nothing, because he's doing good things down there now. But there's a program of junior high kids coming up.
It wouldn't bother me. I'd go with, like I said, me and my wife, she's old, but I'm young.
And your daughter's going to be a senior next year?
She'll be a senior.
And that's another player for volleyball, so that helps grandpas.
And we're going to foster. Got one kid that right now that's supposed to come into the household in 3 weeks, is it, Stacey? 3 weeks. And he's, you know, a good kid. Going to be a good defensive end / lineman. But we'll just get him straight, get him back on the narrow path what he needs to be on to get his high school and go play college ball somewhere.
So looking at, like, Chaka's out. I mean, Chaka's graduating. You just won your another ring, so did Chaka. When you look at your total ring count in the family between you and all your sons, what's the count in the Rigdon household?
Oh, shit. That's a good question.
Too many to count.
I got 12.
Good.
Okay. Chaka has 4, a 16. Matt has 2, 18. Wesley has 1, 19. So that'd be about 19.
Man, that's a lot of state championships.
Hey, if you want to win.
You know, some of them have been. Oh, I forgot about Griff. Griff's got 2, too. So that's 21. You know, some of them are the same team. Matt and Griff played at Richland. And then Chalk and Griff played at Strawn. And then me, Wesley, and Matt were on the same staff at Benjamin. So some of them stayed same championship, but all together, even with the same, was 21 rings.
That's just a freaking house of winners.
You can fact check that, Lehman.
I love every bit of it.
No, if you know what he's saying, man, there's been some things on the six-man website where people will go in and they'll gas up. They'll gas up Chaka, and I'll tell you, Lehman's. Me and Lehman are pretty cool. You know, we got a decent relationship.
I love Lehman.
But he does get on there, and he's real quick to be like, "No,
hey man, no." And I would be too if he does all that research like he's done. I would be like that too. I just like joking about it because, you know, it's like, yeah. Hey, let me be careful what I say because I don't want to be called out by Lehman. Actually. He didn't score 10 touchdowns. He scored 9 because one was called back in the third quarter with 2 minutes and 13 seconds left. So, 11 with 9, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't want to be called out on that. So, I'm just making sure. But, yeah, man, Lehman, like, people like that are so underappreciated for six-man football. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, all the stuff he's done and how he's kept up with stuff and like, the six-man website, how that goes and, you know, all the different stuff, like I said, it's just been so good to my family. I can't even describe it, man. Like, I'd be the first person that if somebody tried to crack a joke on six man, I'd be like, hey, man, you couldn't coach damn six man. I don't want to hear that crap. You know, I get pissed off now. Like, whether they want to accept me or not, I'm part of the six man family. Now, I might be the black sheep. I might be that outcast, but I'm still part of the family.
Yes, sir. 100%. I live in a community where I have to hear day in and day out, oh, six man ain't crap. Six man. Oh, you come play 11 man, they can't play. I said, man, your 11 man can't play six man, I promise you.
Hell no. Because
they too soft.
Yeah.
Hell no. Like, what's a big lineman and 11 man? He freaking big lineman 11 man might get a pat on the back and everything else. You bring, if I go out there and see two big linemen on six man, I'm like, damn, we finna shut them down. We're going to run around now. Even if they try to power us, we're going to come off the edge. The edge is not as far. So it's a different type game, man. It really is a different type
game. It is different. That's my conversations at Christmas, Thanksgiving. You know, my family on my wife's side over here bleeds Lobo Green. My sister's kids, my nieces, nephews have all gone to Monahan. My two go to Grand Falls. So it's interesting battles and arguments and – But I'm a firm believer. If you're not an all-around athlete at 11 man, I don't think you can really play six man.
You grow up in small towns next to 11 man places, and high school kids, they talk crap to each other about it too. You know.
No, you can't. I can make a. You know, I coach college 11 man, coach 11 man, coach 8 man, coach 6 man, and again. Not only I go as far as that, you could be a great coach at 11 man, unless you're willing to understand. And get to know it and watch film, you'll get embarrassed in six-man defense. You'll get absolutely embarrassed.
And I've seen it.
I mean, the first game I coached. First game I coached is a six-man guy. At Sam Norwood, we played Valley's JV with Cameron Buchanan. Actually, Cameron, I don't think he played. Yeah, he did. He played that year. And I never forget, lady came up after the game and gave me a hug. And she had tears in her eyes. She goes, I cannot believe we didn't get 45. Thank you so much, coach. Thank you so much, coach. And they scored 65 points on me. And I said, that's all y'all want? Just not get 45? Hell, I can do that. I was ready to go jump on it. I was ready to go get my wife, pack my shit up, and get the hell out of town. I thought they were going to fire me. I gave them 65 points to Valley JV. I said, I was like, I can't do this stuff. And shoot, though, we didn't get 45. You did so great, Coach Whip. So proud of those kids. I'm gonna bring some cookies on Monday, and we're gonna celebrate this. And I'm looking like, this got to be a joke. This candy camera gonna jump out, and be like, gotcha. But yeah, so I mean, it'll humble you quick, man. It'll humble. We played Newcastle. You know, I am, like I told you before, we played Newcastle last year, and we couldn't stop them. We were fortunate enough to send some pressure and get some turnovers, and you know, had number one on offense that could score and help us win the game. But dude, we couldn't stop them. And somebody go, "What are you going to do?" I was like, "Shit, I hope they drop the ball a trip a couple times." I said, "Because
turn the water sprinklers on."
And you know what's funny? We've had Shane Mallory on the podcast before.
Yeah,
at Newcastle, we've had him on here talking about it and stuff, and you know, he's a damn good coach. You know, Isaiah does a good job at Newcastle too, but dude, Shane Mallory is like, I've sat and talked with him a couple times at coaching clinic, just picking his brain and stuff. Man, that guy's got, he's smart, dude. He knows how to score points. I'll give it to him on that.
It's one of the few games that I left feeling like I was out coached, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, because people out coach you sometimes, even when you do good. You know what I'm saying? Like Lorraine. Last year we played Lorraine, you know, they had a hurt, the AJ, is it? He was hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And for the first quarter, he made me look unprepared. Now, we ended up blowing them out, but I left the game that game. You know, we 45'd them at the end, but I left the game feeling like I was up there. That Newcastle game, I left the game embarrassed. Like, I was embarrassed. I was like, you know, and then I went and watched film, and I wasn't embarrassed because I said, somebody goes, how did they score 85 points? And I said, you know what? If we play them next Friday, they'll score 85. We play them the next Friday, they'll score 85. And we play them that next Friday, they might score 100. I said, because we did everything we could. I said, well, I sent everything I've ever known at them. And they were just prepared, and they were stronger and more physical. And like I said, on offense, we had number one. And, you know, I think Keegan had his breakout game that day, and we beat them. If we don't beat them, they win the state championship.
Yeah, probably. And, you know, that's – I mean, the thing about it, too, dude, what people don't understand really is sometimes luck does have a factor in these six-man games, more than even 11-man, I think. I mean, say, I'm glad it didn't happen, knock on wood. I'm glad it never did. But say Chaka in that first quarter goes out with a rolled ankle, and he can't play. He can't play for two quarters, and then finally he's like, oh, I can go back in. You know, that could be a different ball game for you, you know?
No, it's done. And what people don't understand, our kicker went, 13 for 13?
Yeah.
I think they missed three extra points. You know what I'm saying? So, and then we scored. We got the ball. We did this all year. I don't know how it always worked. We scored with 39 seconds half to go up another score. And then in 9 seconds, which I wasn't sure we could hold them 39 seconds, but we found a way to hold them 39 seconds. And then, you know, that put us up another score. So, you know, we beat them. Like you said, anything crazy happened like that. We had a fourth down pass where Weston Weatherford made an unbelievable catch in the corner of the end zone. And I remember it was fourth down from the, like, 7, and they called a timeout. I said, we're sending everybody. Everybody. I said, I want everybody to send the ball snap and get back. Then I said, if he throws it, hey, man, fourth and 8. I said, more power. Let him throw it. I said, but he ain't going to run this one in. I said, we done had three fourth downs where I kind of sat back trying to monitor and see what we could do. And I said, number 12 just ran right by us. And damn if he didn't throw the ball. And the pressure made him throw it a little high, and he threw it over his head. And that was one stop. The other stop was right before half, and then we had three turnovers. They don't have them turnovers, fellas. This is a six-point game going into the fourth. Now, the running back, number 12, as good as he was, he'd have probably been cramping up the way he was running up and down the field on us. So I was that seemed like my game plan was to get him so tired he couldn't run any more touchdowns. Because, hell, he was running them like he wasn't.
You were trying your best to stop him. You just couldn't.
Yeah, dude, we could have played two-hand touch and he still would have had 8 touchdowns.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
They were blowing us off the damn ball. Like I said, they were well coached and they were very good players.
What is that – let's see, in Strawn, your friend – you were coaching defense in Strong?
No, I was assistant with Lee and Coach Cervantes. I'm sorry, and Eli. There we are. Coach Cervantes ran the defense, and Lee ran offense. And you know, I used to talk to Lee a lot, like even during the game and stuff. Again, one thing you can always say about the great coaches, they always listen to other people, whether they do it or not. And he was always for suggestions, Devontae's was too. And that, as I said, that year made me really want to get back into coaching defense and being around. I love the way Lee ran everything.
Yeah.
Like a drill.
No, I was just wondering what you – I didn't – like you said, when you were there, y'all were there in Strong, I wasn't really focused into this football that year. I was watching 11 man. My nephew was playing.
Yeah, I was more basketball. I did girls and boys basketball there, so I was more basketball.
Y'all had some pretty good runs in basketball, did y'all? The girls.
Yeah. Yeah. 16-4 in boys.
Yeah, I remember Coach Lee telling me they had a good year that year that when y'all were down there. Yeah. I wish y'all would have stayed there and y'all would have got 3 more there.
I was upset that they didn't freaking come back and do the damn that TV show while Rigdon was there his freshman year. That would have been something to see, man.
That would have been fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
I'd have probably got beeped out about 60 times.
No, but really, man, it's been a pleasure having you on. Like I said, if anybody out there is looking for a coach, there's your man right here, Coach Rigdon. Like I said, we'll get it out there. It'll be, as I said, you can find us on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, all that stuff. And then it'll go on our Facebook page. It'll be under Rob Vasquez. For some reason, I don't know how to do the page to make it the V Brand.
He's a little bit older.
Yeah, I'm an older dude. So, I'll let Adam have him. I know your time's limited, and we're going on like 36 minutes. And I don't want to keep you too long.
Yeah. So. No, I told my son on the way up here. I was like, hey, you'll like this next one because he likes to listen. We talk, whatever.
Well, send me y'all's address, man. I'll get some stuff. I'll get chocolate and some footballs and stuff. And like I said, man, it's crazy. The community here is just unbelievable. Like, I was laughing at him today. I asked him when he signed my arm because after we did the thing, it was like literally it took him 45 minutes. Him, Adam, John, a few more took him 45 minutes to get 100 yards for so many autographs and pictures and stuff. And you know, that's what it's all about, man. Like,
yeah. And it's cool. These little kids look up to him. That's the coolest part about it.
Yeah, my son, dude, when I told him that we're interviewing, I said, we're going to have Coach Rigdon and Chaka. And he goes, oh, you're going to get Chaka's dad and Chaka? And I was like you said, that's what you're doing.
Stop him, Dad. Yeah, tell him I appreciate it. Tell him I got more rings than Chaka. How about that?
And then he has to one me up. He goes, oh, you think that's cool? It's all right. I got a picture with him after he won state, so that's not that cool, Dad. I was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, my daughter did a picture last year with him at the state track meet.
Yeah, he's good, man. Me and my wife was talking before y'all called that it was an honor. You know, everybody talks about championship, but we had a couple people come up to us and tell us what a great kid we raised and how humble he is and how he'll just stop and take a picture with a kid or a parent or whatever and never complains and stuff. And shit, that means more to me than a state championship game because that's what we're here for, man. And you know, that's just part of it. I mean, that's what, you know, it's what pisses you off, what you said earlier. When I get on there and see some jackass from Jayton talking about how bad of a kid he is, I'm like, dude, you never played football. I guarantee you they stuck you in a locker when you was in high school, and you hate football players now. You know, you hate football players.
You were the mascot.
You got beat up in being the mascot, and now you hate football players because you don't know him. I mean, is he freaking, does he like loot? No, who does? A loser. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, and just get caught. That's what pisses you off when you hear that. Like, people say stuff that don't know him just because of jealousy. I tell you what, if you don't want, if you stop hating on my son, if you'll go and get your son off the damn Xbox and make him go out there and work out. Because all my sons had one thing in common. You can play the Xbox all night during the summer as long as you work out during the day. You don't work out during the day, the Xbox ain't play. You don't work out 2 days. That's a week. You don't work out 3 days, I break it in front of you. So, you know, they're going to go work out. And then if they decide later on they don't want to play sports, more power to them. But ain't nothing worse than a kid getting eighth or ninth grade wanting to be good but can't be because their mom and daddy didn't set the thing for them. And you ain't got to be a coach to make them go work out. My daddy worked in a mill and had me working out.
That is 100% truth right there.
That's why all your kids are successful, my man.
I do got one question, though. As a dad and of two girls, three girls, how does your heart on your boys, how does your daughter humble you? Like,
let me tell you something. I got six boys before I had my daughter. And my daughter told me when she was about 7 years old, shut up, I ain't playing basketball, walk dog.
And you said, yes, queen.
I never forget, we were in the gym, and the day before, Chandler, who was the player of the year, won the 3A athlete of the year, didn't know I was coming back out of the bathroom. He goes, I'm tired of this shit. I whooped him because he cussed, not because. He goes, always got us up here working out. I ain't doing this crap no more. I said, oh, you ain't doing it no more? And I caught him across them butt cheeks with a belt one time. I told him, don't be cussing. The next day, my girl had a little Barbie doll she was trying to get diaper on the gym floor while we were working out. And I go, Bear, you call a bear. I said, you want to come dribble basketball? No, daddy. I said, come on, come and dribble. And she was getting frustrated. She goes, I'm not dribbling, and I'm not playing basketball. Leave me alone, and walked off. And I never forget, Chandler's looking at me like,
hey, your daughter just hit different, man.
She's going to get the belt. Like, Chandler's going like,
she going to get the belt?
That's like, my baby.
This was going to happen. I mean, this one, I'm not so fair enough. You don't have two babies. And I think the boys wanted to throw me off the island, but they couldn't pay the electric bill, so they kept.
Yeah, the girls will make you think differently, man. I was like that with my stepson. He was a legitimate baseball player, pitcher, and his grandfather and me, we'd work him out, we'd torture him. And his sister, which is my stepdaughter, she one day we were at the gym shooting baskets. I was like, Presley, get a basketball. She's like, nope, not playing. It's like, okay.
That's it. She's actually turned out to be a pretty good athlete. It was crazy because, you know, now she's shooting with Chopper right now. She's starting to want to be good, but, you know, she'll be great her senior year, but she turned out to be a great volleyball player. Yeah. Like, she never played volleyball until she got to Benjamin, and, you know, have a great volleyball coach. Just some other stuff with that, but they, you know, just she became a great volleyball coach. I mean, a player. So, you know, she's been real good at that. So, something she want to do. But she loves cheerleading, man. That's all she want to do with cheerleading.
That's what Robert is too.
That's what my daughter and your wife probably remembers. My wife, the girl from Grand Falls, trying to recruit him to come to Grand Falls at the state track meet. We're sitting with Malcolm and Melanie.
When y'all shook her head, she said yeah.
She remembers Michaela, the goofy one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they had in common was cheer and volleyball and we still
love that cheer.
Yeah, and we still talk about all this. She's like, man, just think if Chaka's sister and me got together and we were cheerleaders, how good we. I was like, Michaela, just stop.
Yep.
Stop. I'm tired of hearing about cheer. A nonstop cheer, cheer, cheer. So
shit, I was trying to pay Jamie $1 million to come to Anton a couple years ago. They didn't want to pay him $1 million, but it was almost half.
Yeah.
But yeah, Coach, like I said, man, it was awesome. Hopefully this word to get out there, someone will give you a call, and when you do find a job or you land a job, we can have you back on and talk and maybe get Chaka on when he's at college and hear about his first year, stuff like that. Like I said,
I can tell you this. He got invited to do about 10 podcasts. And when I told him I had somebody want to do a podcast, he said, I'm not doing it. I said, it's six, man. He goes, yeah, I'll do it. He goes, I'll do that. We all know. We all know, man. We all know what we owe to six, man.
Like I say, we're up and coming. We're not nothing big, but we are really a six-man podcast.
That's it. I know y'all do other stuff, but, you know, six-man podcast, and, like, we know what we owe to it, man. We know
you're
treating my family good and my whole family, all my athletes, and Wesley, and, like I said, I hope I'll be able to get back into it, you know.
Now hopefully we can get your son on, but Adam, he gets a little intoxicated sometimes.
Hey, not
today. He messes it up.
Don't listen to him.
You know, Adam, man, sometimes we gotta cut because Adam, you know, he gets out of control.
Don't listen to this guy, man. He's
Send me y'all's address now, and if you got a, because he's doing a lot of signing stuff right now. If you got a daughter or a son that, you know, would like something, I'll get it to sign something, send it to you.
I'll send you that picture.
I might even send a picture. I might even send a picture of me and put Chaka's dad on there. That's how
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put it in the podcast room, man. I'll text you that address off that number you called. That's the podcast phone, so I'll send you an address off that, man. Again, thank you. Appreciate you so much. Tell Chaka thank you.
Congratulations on all the success, man, that you've had with yourself and your children, and just, I mean,
I appreciate it, man.
Nothing short of amazing, brother.
All right, Coach, man.
Y'all have me on.
You have a good new year, and be safe, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Y'all be good.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, that was.